We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, Phil, this is all kind of a giant sociology / psychology experiment.
It is, and it's mixed with some hard medicine as well, and a dash of politics, because it all comes together when you're dealing with the public in an emergency situation that we've been involved with for over a year. We have two big forces working here. One of the big ones is the reopening and the urge to reopen, and people who've gotten their vaccines to say, okay, I want to get back on with life. Hidden in there, though, even with a vaccination rate of 70% in the Bay Area, which is what we're seeing, and far ahead of the rest of the state and way far ahead of some of the other states in the union, is the fact that even with the incentives given out by the governor most recently, like the idea of $50 gift cards if you come in and get the vaccine, or being eligible for a $1.5 million prize lottery, all of that, it's not exactly creating the stampede for the remaining 30%. I was speaking with a clinical worker at an East Oakland health center over the weekend, and she said that the reasons people are hesitant range from everything to a fear of infertility among women, that the vaccine could cause that, to a wait-and-see attitude by older people saying, I'm going to wait until maybe a year and see how this vaccine works or doesn't work with people, that it's too early to tell. And I'm not sure a gift card is going to change that mind.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this, right? Because for some of us, we just couldn't wait. And I found myself at lunch yesterday. I'm sitting there with a lot of old people, right? I mean, I'm one myself now, officially. And, you know, the sense of relief, we're all vaccinated, we're having lunch, it's like the old days. And I swear within the first 15 minutes, the whole topic went away. I can't imagine what it's like to still be living with the notion you could catch COVID because you're not vaccinated. It just doesn't add up for me, but I think this speaks to the story here.
And there are people that are more comfortable with the risk and with the mask than with the vaccine. Now, here's where the other part comes into play, is that if we continue to have a 30 to 40% unvaccinated rate, you're creating a lake or a pond out there where the COVID can continue to flourish, mutate, and then maybe come back to haunt the rest of us. But how do you get that other group to vaccinate? The governor is not going to be mandating it. The president's not going to mandate it. It's going to be voluntary. And this is where the next phase comes in, and you're going to watch it this week. You're going to be we're already seeing it start to play out at Cal OSHA. This is where it gets political, is that where do you draw the line between, do the people that are vaccinated then take on the responsibility for the unvaccinated by having to continue to wear masks, let's say at the workplace or at stores, or do the unvaccinated have to take on the responsibility for being unvaccinated and wear the masks while the rest of us, as you say, go on with lunch and move on with other parts of life with the hope that this vaccine doesn't come, that COVID doesn't come back to haunt us again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.